ever dreamt of sitting back on a Friday night drinking a glass of wine whilst watching your ticket sales just flow in effortlessly? Well, now you can with StageStubs, the UK's leading dance ticketing software. No more long nights sitting on a small table in your studio, collecting money behind a tower of tickets, hiding from a queue of parents that goes beyond your front door. And best of all, StageStubs is completely free for you to use. You get 100% of the ticket face value in your pocket. Not only is it quick and easy for you to use, it's quick and easy for your customers to use too. Your attendees can purchase tickets while at work or in bed directly on their mobile, 24 hours a day, right up until the day of your show or event. If you're not using StageStubs to sell your dance show tickets, you really are missing out, guys. Getting started couldn't be easier. So sign up for your free StageStubs account today at www.stagestubs.com. Check it out. Welcome to the Dance School Startup Mini Podcast, bringing you bite-sized advice each week to help you at the start of your dance school's journey. My name's Laura Gillam, and I've been a dance teacher for over 20 years and a school owner for over 14 years. I'm so excited to support you on your journey, and I look forward to getting to know you more in the Dance School Startup Facebook group. Hello everyone, happy Friday and welcome back to another episode of the Dance School Startup Podcast. I hope you guys are well, and if you're in the UK, I hope you are enjoying this crazy heat wave. I am so hot. Dance studios are the sweatiest of places at the best of times, and oh my goodness, especially if I've got, like, you know, 20 seniors in who are all advanced level hashing it out, you know, in massive routine. Oh, it is an absolute sweatbox. But guys, I have made it to the end of term and my show is this weekend, and oh my goodness, I am the most excited that I have been in years. I've absolutely changed my mindset when it comes to shows, and I am so much more relaxed. I'm so much more excited. I'm not allowing my language to say things like stress or, you know, using negative words to describe how I'm feeling. So I've replaced everything with I'm excited. But you know what? I'm not even trying to convince myself. I really am. I'm feeling so on it this year, and I just can't wait to get in the theatre on Saturday. So fingers crossed for me that it all goes well on the hottest weekend of the year. Wow. What a crazy ride it's going to be. But anyway, enough about me. I hope you guys are all well. I've had some great one-to-ones with some of you guys over the last couple of weeks. There's just so many of you that I'm working with at the moment. I'm absolutely loving it. Some of you I'm working on a one-to-one basis with the Zoom calls or the FaceTime calls, and some of you I'm working with the instant mentoring program. And it's just so lovely to work with you and see how you're progressing, and just watching everybody generally in the group when you put your updates or you're asking your questions and seeing what people are feeding back. It's just lovely to see it all thriving, and the group's up to just over 600 people now. So it really is a great community, which I'm really proud of. So I hope you're getting lots of benefit from it and you're enjoying your time in the group. Don't forget, there's loads of resources available to you. Most recently, we have now got our Dance School Show Inspiration Catalogue, which is available to purchase for just £10. And you will get a complete catalogue of the 8 best shows that I feel theme-wise that I've created. It will give you a bit about the theme and how we produced it, and then it will give you the full list of songs that we used, which classes we used them with, which style of dance we did, what age group we used. And it's basically there just to give you a complete guide or inspiration towards your next show. And you can either copy it and paste it and do it yourself, or you can obviously use it as a little bit of inspiration for other ideas that might flow from looking at mine. So each show has got about between 40 and 50 different song choices and ideas to it, so it's well worth having a look. For just £10, you could sort out the next 8 shows for the next 8 years. So check that out, guys. If you're interested, you can always drop a message on the group You can DM me on Facebook, or you can send us an email over at laura.gillam81@gmail.com. You've also got the How to Produce a Dance School Show training, which is still available. And if you're putting on an exam soon, we have got the exam template pack, which includes all the letters that I send out, frequently asked questions and all that sort of thing. So if any of those things are of interest to you, these resources are extremely good value, guys. And I've had some fantastic feedback on how they've helped other people and given them a really good starting base. And a lot of people have said that they've literally just cut and pasted it, and it's been exactly what they needed. So if you want to save some time and get yourself started, then drop us a line, laura.gillam81@gmail.com, or send me a DM over on Facebook. So as I say, I have been working with quite a lot of people on a one-to-one basis recently, and something came up in one of my sessions today that I just thought, you know what, this would make a fantastic topic for the next podcast. So I've literally jumped straight on. And while it's fresh in my mind, it's just something I thought would be really useful to share. And as you would have seen from the title today, it's about people pleasing, which is just something that so many of us struggle with. I think I've said it before that as a community, dance teachers and dance school owners, we're very emotional creatures. And it's because we're working with children and we're working, in an industry that we're super passionate about. And it's a very heart-based industry. But obviously, we are also business owners, and we have to really make sure that we have got our boundaries in place. Otherwise, people can so easily overstep the mark. And before we know where we are, we've ended up in a situation ourselves where boundaries have been crossed and we're really not happy, but it's very difficult to come back from it. And as we are typically quite sensitive creatures in this industry, I just think this is a really good thing to talk about today. And I think I just want to start about talking about when you're making decisions within your business, because I think it's very easy to fall into the trap of just trying to please everybody, especially when you're in your early days, because it's so important that you don't lose clients and you're so committed to just making sure everyone is having a great time and is going away from your school feeling happy and that they've had a good experience, and talking positively about you when they're spreading the word of mouth, which is obviously so important for us as a business. But when you're making decisions, we know deep down that we can't please everybody, but it's still something I feel like we all struggle with. And I think ultimately, when you are making decisions within your business, the first and foremost thing that you need to decide is what's best for you, because you are the one that is going to have to deliver it, and the outcome is going to be very much on your shoulders. So if you aren't happy with the decision and you don't feel comfortable with the decision, you won't be delivering anything from a positive place. Everything will come from a place of either negativity, or you feeling unsettled, or just not convinced that what you've done is right for you or your business. So making sure that first and foremost you are happy with the decision is absolute priority. Then once you've made a decision that sits right with you, it really then has to become, okay, well, what's best for most? Because you can't please everybody. We must repeat that to ourselves 100 times. You know, every client wants you to do what's best for them. Of course they do, because they come from a place that's selfish, but rightly so, because when you are investing in your child, or in a school or a product or whatever it is you're purchasing, you want what's best for you. You're not going to think about what's best for everybody else, but you as the business owner can't please everybody, so therefore you need to decide what's best for most. And that can lead to some conversations or some communication to your client base that you do feel is uncomfortable or out of your comfort zone. But ultimately, as long as you have first and foremost made a decision that sits right with you and that you feel comfortable, whatever that decision is, whether it's something really, really small or something huge, you know, whether it's a uniform change, a rebrand, a change in timetable, you're getting rid of a class, you're adding a class, you want to move a child from a class, any decision that you have to make, as long as it comes originally from a place that you are happy with, you can sell it. You can sell that decision positively to everybody else. But if you are coming from a place where you're trying to make other people happy and it doesn't sit well with you, it's never going to end well. So even though it might feel easier to you in the moment, it will not be easier for you in the long run. Because at some point you will admit to yourself that you're not happy with the decision, and you'll then have to go back, retrace your steps and change it to something that you do feel comfortable with. And this is definitely something that comes with confidence. When you've been running a business for a long time, obviously your confidence levels do improve. And, you know, we're always learning and we're always growing and making mistakes along the way. Even when you're, you know, like me, 15, 16 years down the line, you know, you're learning every day. Of course you are. But the confidence with making your decisions and believing in yourself and not having to seek reassurance on every single decision that you make, that comes with time. And I know from speaking to a lot of you that one of the common problems or complaints that I have from you guys is that you just get fed up with feeling like you can't trust yourself, or feeling like you need someone to tell you that you're doing okay and that what you've done is right. And you know, you need to know, guys, I've spoken to a lot of you, and if that's you and you're feeling that way, trust me when I say you are not alone. So many of you come to me on a daily basis saying, I just don't know if I'm making the right decision, and I hate the fact that I've got no one to talk to, and I don't know whether this is the right choice, and there's no one above me, you know, to ask. And that's the thing about running a business, you're at the top. And it can be a lonely ride sometimes. And that's why having groups like this, that you can go and talk to other people who are in a similar situation, or speaking to people like myself who have been at the game a little bit longer, can just give you that little pat on the back and let you know that what you're doing is okay. Or if we think perhaps that you're making a choice that could have some sort of adverse effect on your business, then we can give you that advice and you can take from that as you will. But don't think that you're alone if you feel at the moment that you're in a trap of really needing reassurance all the time, because that is absolutely standard when you first start out in business. You are always, you know, double checking yourself, and you are always thinking, goodness me, is this the right choice? Is this going to go down well? Am I going to lose all my students if I send this email out? You know, as time goes on, you will know that actually 9 times out of 10, you don't even get a response. Somebody will reply saying, okay, great, thanks. Or someone else might reply, oh, that's much better for me, thank you. But 9 times out of 10, you don't get anything. And actually, in the grand scheme of things, it's not that often that you do get complaints. And if you are getting complaints often, then actually that's a different problem that needs to be addressed, because there's obviously other things going on there that need to be looked at. For example, communication methods, or perhaps, you know, if you're changing things too regularly. But 9 times out of 10, you're not getting complaints every single day. And thinking that you're going to get complaints when you send out any sort of communication or make any sort of big decision is just part of a lacking in confidence, or lacking in confidence in your own decisions. And that's something you can improve, you can build on, you can work on yourself, and of course will come with time. Okay guys, I want to introduce you to Dance Cuts, which is a new music editor made specifically for dancers and dance teachers just like us, so that we can edit and mix our own dance music. It's free and it's super easy to use. This user-friendly editor makes it so easy just to add music, add high-resolution sound effects, change speeds, and it's got dance-specific features that you're not going to find anywhere else. And there are no confusing buttons or tools, and they even have built-in tutorials that make this easy system even easier to learn. It's letting us make perfect music for our perfect dances. Dance Cuts is revolutionising the way that we cut our music. No more having to pay an expensive professional to get results that perhaps weren't what we were envisioning. I'm starting to use Dance Cuts now for all of my music editing, and I think you guys should give it a go. You can learn more and download Dance Cuts by going to www.dancecuts.com. Check it out. Okay, so we've identified this as a problem, but what can we do to help? And I want to say to you a sentence that came out when I was talking to one of my clients earlier today, and that was this: don't people please, please the people. I'll say that again. Don't people please, please the people. And what I mean by that is you can work really, really hard on making sure that people are pleased with the experience that they're receiving, when they come to your dance school, the classes that they are receiving from you, the communication, the way that your company works and the way that you structure things, all of that experience, you really do have full control over. And you can really, really please people by continuously improving on that experience and making sure it is absolutely top quality and to the best level that you can achieve. But that is a very different outcome to people pleasing. People pleasing is ultimately just doing things because you want to keep people on board, keep people on side. You don't want to upset anyone. You don't want to say the wrong thing. You know, you don't want to lose people. And all of these things come from a very negative place. And they don't sit well with you because 9 times out of 10, as I said earlier, if you're people pleasing, it's not coming from something that you really, really want. It's coming from something you think that they want that will make people happy and then they won't complain and you'll get an easier ride. But you could avoid any complaints and keep yourself on an even keel with a really easy ride by pleasing the people. But pleasing the people doesn't overstep boundaries. People pleasing always results in boundaries being overstepped. And when boundaries are overstepped, that is when we get sad, we get depressed, we get stressed, we get angry, we get frustrated. You know, all of these negative emotions that we just don't need to be feeling as a business owner. You know, we've made a big step into the world of dance schools and we've decided we're going to do it for ourselves and we want to enjoy the journey. We want to enjoy the ride. You know, we don't want all of this negativity. It doesn't have to be that way. But sometimes we can create that negativity ourselves purely by just trying to please everybody all the time. But if instead of doing that, we concentrate on pleasing the people through the experience that we offer, through the classes that we give, through the communication and the way that we structure everything, we ultimately eliminate problems before they've even started and please everybody without crossing boundaries. Next time you have got a decision to make, whether it be something big or small, I want you to sit down and write down specifically what you want first. Brain dump out as much as possible and work out all the different outcomes, which outcomes you would be happy with and which outcomes you absolutely wouldn't be happy with and are completely like non-negotiables. And once you've got that all in front of you and clear, you'll get that clarity as to which direction to take things and you'll stop yourself in your tracks of just making a split decision that, you know, eventually might just go completely in a direction you don't want. But just by taking the time and creating the space between you and the decision, it just gives you a little bit of breathing room, a little bit of thinking space, and you're not jumping into anything that ultimately might lead to you feeling like people are taking the mickey out of you or that you're being used in some way, or might even come across as favoritism towards a specific family within your client base. You want to make sure that you are always seen as fair, and people pleasing, unfortunately, might seem like it's going to solve a problem in the short term, but in the long term, you then get a name for just helping certain people over others, or people will see that if they push hard enough, then you will cave and you will give in, and you just don't want to be running a business that way. You want to be strong, you want to be strong-minded, and you want to make sure that any decisions that you make are made in a confident, calm way that ultimately are best for you and best for your dance business. So I hope you found that useful today, guys. If you have got any big decisions coming up or you find yourself put on the spot anytime soon, then just make sure you refer back to this podcast and make decisions that are right for you. As always, I'm so grateful for you joining me here today and I look forward to seeing you in the group. Thank you so much for joining me for today's podcast. I hope you found that useful and took away some valuable information. If you're enjoying this podcast, I would love it if you could like and subscribe. And if you're listening on iTunes, perhaps even leave me a little review or share it with someone else who you think it may benefit. If you're just starting out or in the first 2 years of your dance school business, follow the link in the show notes to join us at the Facebook group.